nip nip wiener, 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 nip nip.
It's quarter after two here in the United States.
Nip nip wiener,
and Dallas
wiener.
This is the Bob and Dan radio program, but it's show 20 in a row without Bob. He is in the Honduras adopting a boy. And
hey, before we get to Bob on, I have a question. Now, we have our picking games bit, right? And we've been picking them not on the air, but we have three games plus the Cowboys game. But if there's no line on the Cowboys game, how are we going to pick it? Do we pick another game instead?
I guess we just have
just
to go pick
three.
The winner.
Oh, just pick the winner.
I mean, we're not against,
maybe wait
we're
until
not, we're not Vegas here.
Wait until Monday and see. Maybe there will be one.
I don't want to
dig it out if Romo's going to play or not.
I don't want to wait.
See, Mark's got logic.
I don't like that.
Mark's got logic and a deep voice. Man, who needs Bob?
Yeah.
don't say that when he's on hold.
Just kidding. Here he is, live from Honduras.
Bob. Bob. Sportster. Sportster.
We were saying Bob.
Bob, who is still more locked into Twitter than we are, I think.
How's it going?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Well, here we are again, aren't we?
Show 20 without Bob. Yeah.
Indeed. Indeed it is. And I am happy to report that we are arriving near our destination. But it's I don't know. I mean, you know, people want information. I'm happy. I'm happy that people care. I'm happy that... a few people still remember my name, and that's nice. But every time you're asked, there's no clarity on anything. So I will tell you that we are done with the Honduran side of the adoption process. Moments ago, I walked out of the United States Embassy in Tegucigalpa, which was kind of weird. Just a lot of, I mean, they don't mess around with embassies, as you know, as the world events have taught us over the over our lifetime. If there is a danger zone, if there is a building with a target on it in many countries across this planet of ours, it would be the U.S. embassy in a given city.
Yeah,
capital city.
And it's like U.S. soil. If you walk in there, right, you are.
Yeah, yeah, it gets you diplomatic immunity, I think. I don't
exactly.
know. I tried that with the guards, but they didn't speak English, so they didn't get my Lethal Weapon 3 reference.
They didn't get the comedy?
No, they didn't get the comedy at all. But, you know, so I walked in there today, and I kind of feel like we're close. I kind of feel like October 1st or so, which is, this is a whole other issue. As I'm kind of, you haven't really asked me any questions yet, so I'm kind of doing what I normally do, which is just kind of go off on my own and talk a lot. But when we bought the plane tickets back in August, I had to have a return date. And of course, if you don't have a return date, you just have to pick one. And I'm talking to the fine people at United Airlines, who I guess operate Continental. And I'm talking to them about, look, I don't really have a return date because I'm there for, you know, 3 to 6 weeks or 4 to 8 weeks or whatever the span is that they actually tell you on the brochure for an international adoption to Honduras. And they say, well, you just got to pick a day. So I grabbed a couple projections from other people who have adopted down here, and I came up with the date October 1, and that is a week from tomorrow. Now, the reason I picked that is it just seemed like the average approximate time it takes. But what's interesting now is if I want to move it up 2 days or back 2 weeks, they charge $250 a ticket. Did you know that? Did you know I'm not trying to break out the old no change fees commercial here, but What an incredible scam. I mean, you're telling me you simply have to re-enter the dates into your computer and maybe change the little seat chart, and for a family of five, that costs Pops another $12.50. And, you know, it's just a little... when I was down here, we flew to Fantasy Island for like 10 days. And the lady there notified me in her Spanish that, okay, now, are you sure about these dates? And I said, yes. And I assumed she was about to warn me about these change fees. And she said, well, I just want to warn you ahead of time. If you do change these dates, we do request a fee of $5 per ticket. And I looked at her and I said...
You laughed maniacally?
Here's 25 just in case I decide to do it.
So cocky.
Go buy yourself something pretty.
That's karma paying you back with the other change fees then.
Do you believe that? $12.50? Really? $2.50. How about $2.50 a family? Let's do that, or a travel party. You really need... It really is that expensive, huh, to change a ticket. Oh, well.
I don't understand why you can't just buy a one-way. Why did you have to have a return date? You can't buy five one-way tickets?
The fee for one-way is far more exorbitant.
Oh.
So even when little Justin gets his plane ticket, he will have a return leg. Not that we'll ever use it, but he will have a return leg just to make it cheaper.
And that, again, that's another scam, Sterminator.
Yeah, it is.
That one-way is much more than round-trip.
It's probably also a scam to act like you ever plan on using the second leg, but they made us do this, Dan. They made us come up with anti-airline scams because they know we need them. Oh, speaking of airlines.
Yeah, just tell them, they can just tell you, hey, we'll get here some other way. Good luck.
You're welcome to ride the bus with the live chickens on it through Guatemala, Belize, Mexico, and... around El Paso, you'll only be about 12 hours from home. So if you want to do that, dude, you're welcome to.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't have to pay the change fee.
Just take them to court. Fee court.
right. So little Justin has a Honduran passport, which I am now finding out doesn't necessarily help you that much unless you want to travel to either Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala, or Costa Rica. Because apparently, and this is, here's what you learn on this little odyssey, is that a lot of people are really digging our country. The old United States of America is that a Honduran passport, now the good news is we can get you your passport in about 2 hours. And we're going to charge you the expedition fee. Is that expedition, you think? Expediting fee? Expediting fee, let's go with that. But it's going to knock it up from like $40 to $50 to have your passport ready the same day, which is way cheaper than the U.S. passport. Now, the problem is, if you have a Honduran passport, and I didn't know any of this, and maybe you guys didn't, but we always read those articles on how Yuri Letnin or Alexei Ogando are awaiting their travel visa. Do you even know what a travel visa is? I didn't. I had no idea.
I do not. I have no idea what it is, but you do hear the time, yeah.
I think, I might be wrong about this, but it's my understanding now from personal experience that if you have a passport from a country that apparently is not the U.S., then you need travel visas to go to the U.S., and I guess other countries like Canada and England or whatever, I don't know. These countries, you might wonder what a passport gets you. Well, if you're a U.S. citizen, I think a passport gets you admission into pretty much any country on the globe. But if you're a Honduran citizen, your Honduran passport, I think, only gets you admission into Central American countries. And then to go to the U.S., you must then apply for a U.S. travel visa. And I've been told about 10 to 20% of those who apply actually get in. So
actually, doesn't the passport probably gets you in to any country you want to go to? The travel visa gets you in for in perpetuity for a long period of time. That would be my guess.
I'm told you can't even check in at the airport.
Really? Okay. All right.
Yeah. I know slightly more than the average bear now, only because of this trip. But my information is only because now Justin has a passport. So I said yesterday, if he has a passport, why aren't we going home today? And they said, well, yeah, his passport now allows him to travel in Central America freely, although he can't go to Mexico. because apparently these Central American countries, once they get into Mexico, then they find ways to get to the U.S. the same way many Mexicans do, through illegal means. And so now apparently many of these, and maybe it's not just now, I'm sure many listeners are pounding their dashboard because I'm spreading so much misinformation, but hey, that's what this show and really this radio station is all about. But yeah, they can't even get into Mexico with a Honduran passport. They need to apply at the Mexican embassy, I guess, for travel visa, to actually even just to get in there, to even check in at the airport, evidently. So.
What is your son's 5 years old?
Yes.
Your
yes,
new, new boy, can't you just get an extra bag for $25, stuff him in there? He'll be fine.
Okay. Well, you led me right into another travel anecdote. So we're in Roatan, and
the island off the coast of Roatan.
And by the way, I submit to you that it is, believe the hype. It is awesome, and if you have a chance, and I think this is where we left off last week. If you think marine life is in any way cool. As you know, Dan, I had the saltwater aquarium for several years before I started having kids, and love oceanic life and just all that the coral reefs give us, and the snorkeling and the scuba diving is just something that I think if you're not doing, especially something as simple as snorkeling, where really a 3-year-old can snorkel, a 85-year-old can snorkel, so it's not anything that requires any sort of skill. Except for the impeccable ability to spot fish or lobsters or things that honestly I'm really good at it, Dan. I don't want to mislead people, but anybody can snorkel. And if you've never snorkeled at a place like that, I really think you should reconsider. It's unbelievable. It's an amazing thing. So this Roatan is like second only to the Great Barrier Reef of Australia as far as its quality of coral reef and marine life there. So this is apparently an up-and-coming destination, and it's really unbelievable. So anyway, on Wednesday, we were supposed to go back to Tegucigalpa to finish up many of Justin's paperwork so we can get the heck out of Dodge and get back to Dallas for Game 1 of the American League Divisional Series, we hope. And anyway, on Wednesday we get to the airport. It was a very, very ridiculous return of the rental car to what amounts to I can't even describe it. It's just a trailer across from this airport that is the size of the airport in wings. And two airplanes land there a day, or I don't know what it is, but it's really tiny. And so the rental car company has like four cars, and they're all little tiny cars. And so you return it, and it's very cumbersome to get through just checking out of your rental car. So I finally get to the airport. My wife looks at me with those eyes that say our flight has been canceled. And there's really no reason given except, I think, indifference. I think people leaving the island, if they can count them on two hands, they just say, heck with it, we're not doing this flight, and then you are kind of screwed. And I think that's what we did. I think we chose a flight day where no one was flying, and it was pretty much us and like three other people, and they just hauled off and canceled the flight. So then they look at you and say, hey, we can put you up in a hotel overnight, and then we'll get you out of here tomorrow afternoon. But you realize that tomorrow afternoon they might not care to fly either. So now, how long are you willing to play this game? Or, since you are in an airport, there's a couple other desks, and I looked at the board, and I saw that there was another airline going to Tegucigalpa that day, like an hour later. And so I walk down there, and I say, excuse me, Holmes, can I get my family of five on this flight? And if so, what's it going to cost me? And then the lady said, we have three seats. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to need more. So she starts, I crap you not, this really happened. She starts calling passengers to see if they're really coming to be on the plane. And she actually found one guy that canceled. So now she had four seats. And I said, well, how about I get the four seats, and I put my little Justin on my lap, because Justin I don't know if you realize this, but he's not huge. You know, the average Honduran kid and the average American kid are slightly different in size. And so I thought I could maybe pass him as a lap child. And the guy wanted to see him, so we walked. I actually had to walk the guy behind the desk over to my new son and say, here he is. And he took one glance, did not even last a second, and he approved him to be a lap child because little Justin, I think, weighs like 31 pounds, and, you know, he's good to go. So then they come up with a price off the top of their head. They're not looking at a computer. They are writing on the back of an envelope what it would cost for me to fly out in 1 hour. And
you can negotiate anything there.
And yes, I actually said, yeah, I'm looking for something a little cheaper. And then suddenly she found a discount. And then because of the lap child, they only issued me four tickets. And I said, well, at security, will they let the fifth one in? Oh, yeah, I'll just talk to security. They'll let you through. And I'm just thinking of how many things have I already said that would never fly at the...
You mind if I bring this knife?
And, it was amazing. So they're actually, and this, you know, not to get real dark here, but I think in the event of a plane crash, you have to have a full record of everyone who's on the flight. Well, there's no record that little Justin Stern was even on the flight because, well, there's no paperwork anywhere that, you know, the four biggest Sterns all had their names, at least on the registry or whatever you call it, the travel log. And little Justin's. So anyway, we're on another flight. I swear to you, the second flight I've had in a week where there are fewer than 15 people on the entire plane, and there's no stewardess, and there's no aisle, and it's like four rows of four seats. And we took the flight back to Tegucigalpa and got back there. And I think you know, if you buy a flight the same day in the States, I don't think you can get your entire family from one city to the next for $400. But it all happened. So. Hey, what's up? It's the craziest trip ever, and I can't think of what I don't really want to ever find out what finishes second in the craziest trip ever seen. But I think we're within a week. But the lady at the U.S. Embassy today, and I think she has to say this, and then I hope that she's kidding. But she said, okay, well, just know that our investigation and the processing can take anywhere from a week to a month. And my knees got a little weak, but I think they just have to say that.
Then she winked.
Anticipate. What's that?
Then she winked at you. And...
I hope so. I certainly hope that it goes as quickly as other families. And I think the family that my wife followed closely, who just did an adoption here back in July, once they got to the U.S. Embassy, they were out of there in 5 days. And we dropped off everything today, so 5 business days. I think my October 1st tickets, we'll see how cheap I am. If we're free to go next Thursday, will I pay $12.50 or will I stay 2 extra days?
All right, I got to get your reaction on something. Mike Modano officially retired.
Yeah,
and
all over Twitter.
He just had a press conference here on the ticket, and here, I wanted you to listen to this 10-second excerpt.
Jed and Mac, Engel, Mike Ducey, Nui Scruggs, Babe Laufenberg, Bob Sturm, Dan McDowell, all the other clowns at the ticket.
What do you think of that?
That's awesome. Oh, shout outs to all the media people, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Were we the only two radio dorks?
No.
No?
No, he mentioned Galloway.
Well,
he's
more of a TV guy, isn't he? Or, I mean, a newspaper guy, I would say.
Yeah, I think you were the only radio dorks.
Oh, well, excuse me. Yes, Dan.
Yes.
Yeah, let's just give us something, Donovan.
I'll give you something.
I think Donovan's bitter.
He is bitter.
Yeah, he didn't mention me. You know, all the good times that we had together.
Yeah, he did.
I'm just so shocked. Oh, yeah, thanks. thanks, Mike.
There you go.
One of the clowns at the ticket.
So did I, okay, and I will tell you that my grasp of U.S. news is, especially sports news, it could do better right now.
Cowboys won.
I feel I've been on.
Cowboys won.
Yeah, well, no, I got to watch the Cowboy game, and it's all good there. But did they really give Modano $1 million to sign for a day?
No, Bob. It was $999,999.
And I get that. But wow, that's that's kind of cool, I guess. I don't know.
Well,
I
mean,
he's not going to get the money.
Yeah, he retires after a day.
Oh, he doesn't get that money?
No. It's the one-day contract bit. What's the point? The honor of the hilarity of he's number nine, and we gave him that contract.
Right.
And yeah, he's not
ceremonial.
No,
Holmes.
They're not giving him a million. You're not going to have a million on the cap this year for Madonna. If they wanted that, why not just have him play? Like,
well,
I
don't know.
Like,
it certainly must be worth something to the organization to say he retired a star.
Hmm. It's right? It's just an honor. You know that. Come on.
I've heard of one-day contracts. I've never heard of money attached to them.
Right.
And
they
when
just
I heard, when I heard a money figure, I thought, wow, is this like a going away million? Are they in such great spot financially?
Yeah. A million.
You know, it's just the opposite. But they have $1 million to say, hey, thanks for the memories.
And we thought Madonna should have gone up there and just said, well, I decided to play this year. I got this contract.
Yeah, I'm signed. I signed for the team, so let's go.
Because it was an honor system thing that he would then retire the next day, and they probably are on the hook for the one-day proration of that contract, right, for the year.
Right.
And if they can't make a trade at the deadline because of that, then we're going to roast them.
I just read a hockey blog of some sort, and I'm not going to bore you with the explanation, but at the end of the story, there's no cap repercussions per the CBA.
It was a million Schrute bucks.
it was Schrute bucks.
So, Mark, does it indicate there that there's no money changing hands?
You know they have provisions. Somebody sent me an NFL article, too, which showed that the leagues have these provisions so people can do this.
Bob,
contracts.
I'm going to tweet you the link, Bob.
Well, I guess my point would be, if it's all fake and he doesn't get any money, why not give him $9 trillion for
right.
signing as a star for a
exactly.
day?
Exactly.
He's calling his agent right now.
They should.
Why not nine nines? Wouldn't that be even more symmetrical?
There you go.
No wonder he thanked you in his post-retirement press conference, Bob.
Because you bring these questions
up. Yeah, you're looking out for him. That's pretty cool.
I love Mike Madonna. And don't miss that NHL Network thing tomorrow night, huh? Huh? This is my big break. The Mike Madonna documentary that was shot, I want to say, 2 years ago, I think. The NHL Network had many hockey minds at the W Hotel for, and I kind of regret after seeing the promo that I decided not to dress up, and I might be the only person that decided not to dress up.
Well, I remember the day you did that.
Yeah.
Weren't we doing a show out there?
That actually airs tomorrow on the NHL Network.
Well, I must have been on the other line when they called me.
Yeah, I think they were looking for a Trevor Daly expert.
Right. Well, they have one right here, Bob. Don't you ever forget it.
Although, Bob, Bob, you will be glad to know that Donovan is going to play fantasy hockey.
Oh, really?
Right,
yes.
Right. And my team's going to be all the black players in the league to see if I can compete.
I think you can do okay. There's a decent number.
We're a little concerned about the goalie situation right now, though.
Ray Emery?
Emery.
He's not. I don't think he's with anybody.
He's with Chicago.
I think he did. I think he's with Chicago.
It said on a tryout contract.
I think he's
contract.
With Chicago. Pretty sure he's with Chicago.
Yeah, I think he is with Chicago.
I think
might be with Chicago.
Contract with Chicago.
I mean,
for $999,000.
They are the Blackhawks.
Good point. That's a great point.
See, Bob is my Bob is my good friend who laughed at
that. That's just a dumb point.
Joke.
Yeah,
dumb and that's why
point.
We need you back, Bob. No one here gets me.
What's that?
No one here gets me like you. You understand that I'm hilarious.
Don't
you understand that.
Don't change the locks on me.
Oh no, for sure.
Did you feel the earthquake?
Oh, yeah, Monday, Falwell said there was an earthquake in Guatemala.
Almost a 6.
Okay.
Well, I'm in Honduras, so I feel
right.
the effects
and
of it.
They're all the same. What's the difference?
Earthquakes are big. They're felt like a long way away.
In Earth.
Yes.
Now they are connected. And I checked everything, and I think I'm okay. So I feel like I should ride it. Two questions for you guys. If I may go into Norm and just kind of look around the room and say, I have two questions for you, and then really not care what your answers are, but just kind of throw it out there. One, how long would I have to live down here before I could drink the water and eat whatever I want without getting sick? Like, is there a point where you can acclimate, Dan, if you just kind of fight through it?
Yes.
I agree.
Believe your body builds up. It's like the reason they tell you to eat yogurt before you go down there, so you're eating bacteria. And your
body
has some kind of
you might be right, but I am now, my translator has assured me that her family that has gone to the States like 20 years ago can return and have whatever they want, and it doesn't, like, they have like a lifetime pass on any sort of illness.
They have lifetime diplomatic immunity.
If you still might be doing the show next week, I mean, you might be on the phone still, eat what you want this week and then report back to us. Tell us how it went.
I have done so well navigating around problems. Although
go buy some fruit from the street vendor right now.
Now, do they tell them the same thing when they come here?
No.
No, because our stuff's awesome.
No, that's why you need to travel.
We don't have ringworms in our food. They do.
We have, like, Jason's Deli. My kids have had more soda this month than they've had in their entire lives, and they're all like Cornholio now.
Is that all they sell? Is that like the Idiocracy? Dude, they don't have water, they just have
drink bottled water. If you order a bottled water, people look at you like you're freaking nuts. Like, you're like, who even drinks water? Water's for like toilets and showers and stuff.
Wow.
You don't drink water. It's really weird.
Since when do you respond to peer pressure?
Yeah, dude.
You
start a trend. Get some water.
I have to tell you, the grape soda down here is delicious. But so that's question one. Question two. Now, this is Roatan. Back to Roatan, the spectacular tropical island that is part jungle, part snorkel paradise. But the one downside to it is the bugs. And you ever watch Survivor and they show, like, on day 30 someone's back and it's just dozens and dozens of bug bites.
Maybe that's why you need to get a monkey. You said there are monkeys on the island, right?
There are, yes.
Monkeys like to pick bugs off you and then eat them.
But I just think they're overwhelmed. I think the monkey population is not large enough to get all the bugs. So we left the island. Everyone had a great time. But the four original Sturms, okay, not to...
The real ones?
Divide us.
The real Sturms?
The ones you count.
No, that's not true.
The ones you care about.
The four charter members, let's just say.
Right. Sturm proper.
I think the average... No, it's not like Justin's a ticker guy or anything like that. Don't be ridiculous. But the four of us had, I think, on average, about 50 to 60 bites apiece, and they itch like you wouldn't believe. And we've been gone now for a couple of days, and they're still in full itch mode.
Justin doesn't have that.
Justin doesn't have.
You know what
a single one.
You know what I did the other day? I don't know if this really works, but on one, but I had one. I mean, you think 60 is tough? I had one mosquito bite, dude. Sometimes that's worse, right?
Right.
Because it's just one little pain that you really focus on. If you have 60, you don't even know you have any. So I'm saying. Anyway,
sure.
Put a little dab of toothpaste on it. Stop the itch for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
So cover your body in toothpaste and call me.
Well,
and take a twit pic.
I learned, because I also did, I had communications with a few other people who are native Hondurans. And they also assure me that they don't get bit. They don't use any sort of repellent or anything like that. They just don't get bit. And I guess the question then becomes, like, how long would you have to live down here before the bugs stop finding you tasty? And I had P1s tell me that it's from your diet, or I don't know.
Maybe if you drink some water and some fruit, maybe they won't bite you.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if bottled water makes the bugs find you more delicious, or if they're racist and they only want to bite white people, or I don't know. I mean, my wife got bit, and she's not white, so.
So you're thinking, how lucky would it be if you were an orphan in Honduras? Wouldn't that be awesome?
I think you're jumping to a conclusion there, Dan.
Oh.
But I am a little fascinated with the potential illness of just having fresh vegetables from one of the dudes with a cart roadside, and he's just got some papayas and some mangoes and all that. And
so try it on your kids.
So Anthony Bourdain does it on no reservations.
So instead of bubbles with copper wire and T-shirts, they have fruit and vegetables on their carts, huh?
Oh, yeah, dude.
And you know, a lot of them are acquired by simply just climbing up a tree. Absolutely. Don't you know how commerce works in Central America?
Well, maybe Justin will get his when he comes to the States. He'll get bitten by all the mosquitoes here. And you
guys
don't get anything.
Hey, I got to do a shout-out. Can I?
Yeah, sure.
You might have to log it. But so the dude whose place I stayed at is from The Chill. I said Ulysses, I think, last week. It's Kevin Wagner of Cedar Hill. Okay?
He's such a good man.
He's got a website.
Why would you need a vacation home if you had a home in Cedar Hill?
I don't know, but he's got like a bunch of them.
Look at me, I don't have one.
Stuff, and he wanted me to throw his website out there, and I don't see why that would be a problem. He's a helping charity, don't you think?
Go ahead, we'll just dump it. Go ahead.
All right, it's K&D Adventures, because it's like Kevin and Darlene, so it's KandTheAdventures.com. So check it out if you want, or if you don't check it out.
So he has his wife's name in his website?
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I guess on that website there's all sorts of pictures of them. So, you know, I guess you're authorized to check out his wife and do whatever else you want on that website. So,
all right.
You know.
Thanks, Bob. Little bonus.
What's the name of that again?
KNDAdventures.com.
There you go.
What is he, like a biker guy? I got a picture of him here. There's a picture of him, a Harley guy.
Yeah, like I said, apparently he's a man of adventure.
He's a man. He's an MC? In an MC?
I don't know if he's in an MC.
It's a Redwood original?
But that's, by the way, a lot of controversy. I forgot to tell you about swimming with dolphins on Monday. And then I tweeted a picture where I had my swim shirt on. And I'm kind of curious where Dan falls on this as well. Because 12 days on an island, let's be honest, my little baby skin has not been prepared for such a thing. And I had to... Dan, I realize the swim shirt is gay. I realize it is. I just don't know of an alternative.
It's for the fat guy, isn't it? The fat guy doesn't want you to see his gut.
Well, I'm ripped. I think we can establish that. But I also have pale white skin, and I just.
Did you also wear a skull cap?
I did go with a hat a little bit. I have a big kind of mountain climber kind of. Norm meets Indiana Jones kind of hat, I suppose.
And you got to kiss a dolphin.
What's that?
You got to kiss a dolphin.
Dude, dolphin. Right, planted one right on my face. These dolphins are awesome. It was like some marine biology. Have you ever heard of the documentary The Cove?
No.
Well, a bunch of P1s were acting like, I don't know. I haven't seen it, but people were like, dude, have you seen The Cove? You need to leave those dolphins alone. And I read about The Cove. I want to see it. If Netflix stays in business till I get back, I'll check it out. But apparently The Cove is about Japanese dolphin fishing or something like that. But these guys in Roatan, they're like marine biologists, and they, I don't know, the dolphins look like they're having a pretty good time there. So you pay the man some money, and they bring, you know, you hop in the water with the dolphins, and you got your little kids there, and the dolphin's doing tricks, and you're hugging the dolphin, and, well, I don't know. It's crazy. It's really crazy, but it's like the coolest thing I ever did with my family. I would also recommend hanging out with dolphins if you get the chance.
All right. Hey, there's a picture of a dolphin on that website you gave us. All right, dude. Well, the clock will win in the end here.
I feel like I don't want to say this is our last episode. But I feel like we're really close. I feel like a week from Monday I'll be at work. What do you think of that?
I am not thinking that way, only that it only sets you up for disappointment if you're all that jazzed about that. You know what I mean?
Like, I know, but I'm
why don't you put yourself in the middle? She said a week to a month. Let's say it's 2.5 weeks. And then when you're here in a week, well, I'll be very happy.
I don't want to accept that. I want to say a week.
All right.
I'm
just trying to help your mental state, because you'll have a very excited and extra happy if you think it's October 10th. And then
I know,
you show
but
up
like
October
at that,
1st.
We're like at that mile 22 water station mark. They just handed me like a packet of goo, and I'm feeling good. You know, let's charge to the finish line here. Let's get this thing done.
I like the analogy.
All right, that's a humble brag, because that means Bob ran a marathon.
Yeah, but I address Mark, so that also means Mark's in the club, I think.
I'm not in the club.
He's
I've
the
only
king
run.
Of humble brag. You should have seen his tweeting yesterday. I just got back from workout.
Rangers magic number down to two.
And, yeah. All right. All right,
yeah,
dude.
Now, Mark's... Okay, I know you got to go.
Yeah, we got to go.
Mark will actually post running times on Twitter. That's humble brag. Isn't
That's
it?
Humble brag. Big humble
His
brag.
His whole life is a humble brag.
Oh,
Bob.
I only ran the marathon in 3 hours.
Got an appointment with a personal trainer, Donovan. Got to work. Got to work on these. Right.
Had to pick up the Mavs trophy.
Got to work on those.
Had to cut the workout a little short.
This Mavs trophy's kind of heavy.
Where am I going to put this, Larry?
Whoa! Did he cuss? Did Bob curse?
All right, dude. We'll talk to you. Good luck.
I didn't curse.
I love
curse.
You. No, a beep played. I don't know.
It beeped
beep
right
came
when you.
Over.
Yeah, no, never mind, Bob.
Honduras is saying, look, these guys have doubled up the break, and we got to get going.
Put more pesos on the phone. I'm not in Mexico.
All right, love you. Don't die.
See you, Bob.
Right. You.
I hope he doesn't die now.
Stop that.
It'd be really dark if he did. By saying that, it jinxes him doing it.
Gotcha.
Or something on the ticket.